Let's give that a test. Can you all hear me okay? Okay, good. Good morning, and welcome to Third Thursday. My name is Craig Cross. I am the marketing manager for the Design Center, and I'm glad to see you here on a sunny day when you could otherwise be pretty easily convinced to be outside. I want to tell you a little bit about some of the things, actually one thing in particular that we have going on at this time of year, which is our annual Northwest Design Awards competition. You may have seen this, either in a recent issue of the newsletter or as a standalone piece. Both are available on the back table. This is the 11th year of this competition, and there are 10 competition categories. So we look to really recognize work that defines design in the region. Entries are due on Friday, August 7th, end of day. And there's information both in the printed form and online about how to enter. You can actually enter in a traditional mailed-in sense or hand-delivered, but you can also enter online, upload your photos, floor plans, all that kind of good stuff. All that's available at SeattleDesignCenter.com. So I encourage you to take a look there, and we would love to see your work. It's always a great time of year to enjoy great projects and put together a great panel of industry leaders as our judges. And then we award the winners at a gala event on September 24th this year, which is a Thursday. So again, more information there. And if you have any questions about the competition, please stop anybody from my staff today. We'd be happy to answer them for you. And without a whole lot of further ado, let me tell you a little bit about Nancy Jutton. Publicity expert Nancy Jutton is fiercely committed to helping business owners everywhere quickly get up to speed on the best ways to use do-it-yourself publicity to share their messages in the traditional, online, and social media. Guiding you to achieve winning results for your products, services, ideas, or cause with time-tested, proven, and easy-to-learn tips without spending a fortune or spinning your wheels is her passion and commitment. Nancy is a work-in-the-trenches publicist, media-savvy newspaper columnist, DIY publicity blogger, an inspiring speaker, and the creator of the popular Media Savvy To Go publicity toolkit that has earned raves from business owners and publicity experts from all over the country. She is also a publicity workshop trainer who inspires business owners to take control of their media opportunities through consistent winning actions every day. It's been my pleasure to sit through presentations here, but then also I've attended one of her workshops, and she's always got great, rather infectious enthusiasm. So please join me in welcoming Nancy Jutton. I'm going to climb up on the stage.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's so great to have you here. Just quick show of hands. How many of you are from the design trade today? Very good. And how many are from other professions? Very good. That makes me very happy because that'll make it easy for me to talk because I've got great examples to address both sides of the aisle. It's truly an honor for me to be here today at Seattle Design Center to talk about a subject that has the potential to bring more qualified people to your showrooms, your retail stores, your websites, and everywhere else that you do business. Is that of interest to you today?
Yeah.
Okay. Today what I'm going to do is I'm going to share essential tips so you can pitch an article the media can't resist, and I'm going to tell you why you should. And to start things off, I'm going to share some success stories of people just like you who have actually applied some of these tips and suggestions to their advantage in a fabulous way so that you can sort of see why there's a win in it for you. Now, I'm the comfort and joy publicist, and I do a lot of work with chocolate companies and hot tub companies and affirmation blanket companies and design companies, and it's just a true pleasure. And in 2001, I had the good fortune to be hired by Fran Bigelow, who is the founder of Fran Bigelow, Fran's Chocolates LTD. At the time, she was growing her reputation as America's finest chocolatier, and for good reason, because her artisan-made chocolates are just one taste and you're done. They're just fantastic. And so she hired me to get some publicity for Easter, for Christmas, for Mother's Day, very specific product publicity. And then it occurred to me one day, who's ever told a story about Fran, the human being, Fran from the personal side? I'll bet you people would really like to sit down for a cup of tea and chocolate with Fran and find out about the birthplace of her magnificent recipes, which was her magnificent kitchen in Capitol Hill, Washington. So I asked her, would you entertain the idea of having a prestigious food writer sit down in your beautiful kitchen and talk about the birthplace of your recipes and how it all started? And she surprisingly said yes. So I made arrangements for a reporter named Braden Rex Johnson, who writes regularly for Pacific Northwest Magazine, which is that Sunday supplement that comes in the Sunday paper, to sit down for tea and chocolate in Fran's kitchen to see what a magnificent kitchen it was and all the special characteristics about it and what it made it a wonderful place for her to make beautiful chocolates with her two children and these kinds of things. And what resulted was this wonderful photo essay that showed all of her copper pots just turned just to the side and all of her beautiful attention to detail. If you've ever been into one of her chocolate shops, you know that she's got extraordinary attention to detail. And it's almost like going into a jewelry shop for chocolate because everything's behind a beautiful glass case and everything looks so magnificent. And once you taste it, you're sunk. It's all beautiful and fantastic. And so the story ran, and it was a beautiful thing, because not too many days later, I got a call from USA Today, and they said, we'd like to do a feature about Fran also, and that was right before Valentine's Day, and you can just imagine what happened after that. Publicity certainly played a part in her success. Now, I'm sure you know that her Gray Salt caramels are frequently enjoyed by President Obama and the First Lady in the White House, so it's pretty cool that her little story in her own kitchen in Capitol Hill played a part in her finding her way to much bigger audiences and much wider scores of fans. Now, my very first client about 9 years ago was an architect. His name is Peter Swindley of Peter Swindley Architects and Interiors. And at the time, he'd been doing business for 25 years. Anyone who's been in business for 25 years has clearly got a sustainable business. But he had a very specific ache and pain in his business, and maybe this is one that you can relate to. He said to me, Nancy, I do really big projects, and they're very high scope and high value, but what's driving me crazy is how many hours I have to spend across the kitchen table with Mr. and Mrs. Remodeler, because they can't quite come to decision. It takes them a while to come to a yes. It takes them a while to figure out that I'm the right man for the job. Does anyone in this room have this issue? Too many hours across the kitchen table? Would it be easier if you could get to yes a little bit faster and billing time sooner? Do I hear bells going off? See, I think this is like a great thing. So I said to him, let's take a look at the website. Turned out that there were no beautiful before and after professionally done photos of his before and after projects. There was nothing of that type in his brochure. All these magnificent projects that he'd done for many famous people here in Seattle who are well-known in the business community, they were magnificent, but he didn't have any photographs. And I said to him, with all these famous people and prominent people that you work with, I'm sure that they would be honored to be seen, heard, and celebrated in a local design magazine for the transformation that you created with your fine talent. Why don't we see about asking people if they would be willing to do that? So he asked a few if they'd be willing to do that, and he got some photos taken, and it turned out that Seattle Homes and Lifestyles magazine decided that a couple of these projects that he submitted were good enough to win one of their contests, and so they sent a reporter out to the project, and they took these gorgeous photos, and they wrote a fantastic story about Peter Swindley and his original design and all the wonderful problem solving that he accomplished. And as a direct result of that, he had this beautiful magazine reprint that he could frame in his office and make professional reprints of to share with clients. And he had all these things posted to his website. So seeing really is believing in the design industry. So I said to him, your job now, as a humble of a guy as he is you don't have to sell super hard, but you just need to let people know that your work has been award-winning and it's featured in some of the most magnificent shelter magazines in our own backyard, and that could give them confidence that you were the right man for the job. So some months later, I asked him, how's that going? Are you getting to yes a whole lot faster? And he said yes. So being seen, heard, and celebrated in a prestigious shelter magazine is a really great way to help people get to yes faster. Now here's another example. Interior designer Midori Yoshikawa is an award-winning designer, and she has a dream to be the designer for a boutique hotel. She believes in the law of attraction. She writes it down in her signature line. My dream is to be the designer of a boutique hotel that makes people happy. I don't remember the exact wording, but she actually says that everywhere she goes. And a couple years ago, she got serious about publicity. She came to one of my publicity half-day workshops. She decided she would be consistent and tenacious in sharing her story with the world. And She also decided, quite coincidentally, that as a single mother, she was tired of living in the house that she was in, and she needed to give it an extreme makeover so that she and her son could live happily ever after in sunny spaces. Well, right now, what makes news is things that are timely, newsworthy, relevant, interesting, and local. And we just happen to know that the Puget Sound Business Journal, the most widely read business newspaper in our city, once a year does a special magazine supplement called Northwest Luxury Living. And what they do is they go into the homes of prominent local business people and show how they live and where they live and what makes their homes special, remarkable, memorable, and meaningful. So what Midori did is she picked, you know, right now it's a kind of a challenging economy. Is anybody feeling that? Yeah. Luxury and pretension isn't really fashionable right now. Well, Midori, wanting to show how a professional award-winning interior designer could make over her own home on a budget. Now that's interesting. And so she pitched that story to Becky Monk at the Puget Sound Business Journal as a special feature that could potentially appear in the Northwest Luxury Living section. And you know what? Becky said yes. And so there was this beautiful photo essay about Midori's beautiful home and all the design decisions she made and all the problems that she solved and the budget that she applied to the project, which was by anybody's standards fairly modest. And guess what happened? A creator of a boutique hotel called her and said, I saw your article in the Puget Sound Business Journal. I would like to take a meeting and see if you're the designer for the job that we have on the books. Was it worth it to her? So I talked to her yesterday just to see if anything had changed. And she said that that gentleman did hire her for a small scope project. And the reason that he hired her is he wants to take her out for a spin, if you will, to see if she's the right person to take on the much bigger job. That all happened because she got her story seen, heard, and celebrated in our region's premier business journal, the Puget Sound Business Journal. Now, the Puget Sound Business Journal does this once a year. There are 60 people in this room. Which one of you will be smart enough to pitch your story to Becky Monk next year in anticipation of that section? I think you should make that a priority and that you should do it because of everyone who's here. Some people are going to get into action and some people aren't going to be quite ready. And if you're one of the ones that's going to be into action, you're going to learn how to do that today. And won't that be great? Right? Okay. Okay, here's another example. Robin Paint Princess Daly is one of the owners of Daly's Paint and Decorating. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's a mini family, and they've been around for generations. She and Christian Ursino, who's also a designer here in our town, they had a column that they wrote for the Seattle PI about interior design. Now, we all know that a few months ago, the pages of the Seattle PI closed forever, and she was disappointed because having her column about design in the paper, as often as it was a great way for her to stay visible in the marketplace and invite new leads to her door. And so I said, well, what did you do when that happened? She said, we decided immediately that we were going to ask other newspapers in town if they would pick up our column. So I said, what did you do? She said, we wrote a little email that said, our Seattle PI design column is looking for a new home. Won't you welcome us? And then she included links to all of her proudest column submissions and offered a link to her bio to demonstrate her remarkable, incredible qualifications. And what do you know? She didn't just get one column. She got two. She and Christian Ursino now write a column called Design Files for the Journal Newspapers. The Journal Newspapers is a community newspaper group that goes all over Seattle, has, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And once a month, they are across the kitchen table with people that could be their customers. They're also writing the same kind of column for 425 Magazine, which is a glossy shelter magazine that's distributed on the east side of the lake. And so I said to her, what's that doing for you? She said, well, we are visible where others are not. And the leads come in. When others don't have leads, we do, because we're visible. I asked her, what do you pay for that column? She says, I put in a couple hours once a month. Is it worth it to you? Yes. Okay. Sounds good. So how many of you live in a community that is not covered by the journal newspapers or 425 magazine? People, let me see some hands. Is it conceivable that you could write a design column for the Gig Harbor Gateway? If you ask, you just might get it. Is it conceivable that someone could be writing an article for the Bellevue Reporter? It's conceivable. If you don't ask, you don't get, and it doesn't have to be that much harder. Speaking of, I'm going to go in a little more detail later, but I also wanted to tell you something else about Robin Paint Princess Daily. They have a retail store in Bellevue, and the store was moving. In the worst economy that we've all been experiencing, they're moving to a new location and had the daunting challenge of letting all their customers know that they were going to new digs. And so she took my publicity workshop and learned how to write a press release. And then she called me and said, could I rent your brain because I think my press release isn't quite right. And so I looked at her press release and I said, are you open to some upgrades on this? And she said, sure. And so I took her pretty good press release and kicked it up a several notches so that it was really great. And then I invited her to send it to the people that I thought would be right for the message. And the good news was that the Seattle Times wrote about it. The whole press release ran word for word in the Bellevue Business Journal. The whole press release ran word for word in the Bellevue Reporter. And when I asked her what happened as a result of it, she said, you know, in this difficult economy, our biggest fear was that foot traffic would decrease as we moved to the new location. Our expectation was it wasn't going to increase, but we wanted to keep things even. And I said, so what happened? She said, they're even. In this horrible economy, in this horrible timing, we're doing as well as we were before we moved. And she was really thrilled. So for the $200 she spent to rent my brain for an hour, she was feeling like she alerted the media pretty darn well and very efficiently. And it was a very good thing. Now, Seattle Design Center is one that's learned a little bit about publicity, too. In April of this year, there was the Ion Design 2009 special event where Vern Yip from Deserving Design was here as a keynote speaker. Were any of you here? Oh, very good. It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here again, a demanding economy, difficult to get people to leave their suburban homes to come to an upscale venue like this to learn about green design, worthy design. The goal was, could we keep traffic for the event this year at least at the same levels as we had last year? And so I thought to myself, I'm getting this project kind of late in the game. I don't have enough lead time to get articles in the Seattle Homes and Lifestyles magazine because all those lead deadlines had passed. So what could I do? Well, Vern Yip is an Asian American, and he's famous. And it occurred to me that Northwest Asian Weekly would be really interested to know that someone of national reputation was coming to our fair city to talk about green design. So I made a pitch to Assunta Ning at Northwest Asian Weekly and said, your magazine is all about celebrating the accomplishments of the Asian community. Would it interest you to know that this prominent Asian American is coming to the Emerald City on this date and he's making himself available for a few select interviews and you are at the top of our list. Would you like to sit down and talk with him for a feature in the pages of your newspaper? Guess what she said? She said yes. And Vern Yip was on the cover of Northwest Asian Weekly magazine. Now, people in the Asian community really like to support other people who are in that culture. So guess what? Lots of people came. And it was a really great thing. We also, since I couldn't get the Seattle Homes and Lifestyles magazine to write about Vern Yip because it had already been put to bed, I just happened to notice by visiting their website that they had an active blog. And I thought, why don't I go to the editor of the blog and ask them if they would like to do a contest where people could actually submit questions that they would like to ask Vern in person about how to solve their design challenges and that they could actually give away tickets to the event. Guess what she said? She said yes. Then I invited Amy Woodkey here, who is the green interiors designer on examiner.com. I thought, what other blogs are available that would be interested in the fact that Vern Yip is coming to town? And so I went to examiner.com, and you can do the same, and you can say, look at all of our examiners, and you can find examiners that are writing about what you do, and you can suggest an idea that would contribute value to the blog that that particular blogger is preparing. So I wrote to Amy and I said, would you be interested in interviewing deserving design Vern Yip for a blog interview where he could address important issues about eco-friendly design? And guess what she said? She said yes. So she wrote about him. And then she got to meet him in person because she did a follow-up interview with him when he was here. And then she got her photo taken with Vern Yip, and it was all very exciting because the rising tide lifts all boats. And if Amy Woodke from the Examiner.com blog is photographed with Vern Yip, what else is waiting for her after that? So there's pluses on both sides of the aisle when you start pitching stories to bloggers. Now I think Amy and I are good friends. She's happy to get my emails when I pitch stories because she knows that not only will she get a great interview, but she might even get her picture taken and who knows where it will go. Because I actually went to Vern Yip's speaker site somewhere and I think I saw your picture with him. Isn't that amazing? Just so much fun. And then I had, so bottom line, how many more bodies came this year to last year? Well, there were four more bodies this year than last year. It wasn't world peace, but it was something, right? So all these things are good results that happened as a result of pitching an article the media can't resist. And I just had to share this one other example that was just so, it's like this just in. My friend Debbie Whitlock owns a company called Sound Financial Solutions. And she is a financial advisor to mostly women who are in transition, whether it's divorce, a death, some important transition, so she can help people manage their financial life to get to their wherever they're going with a steady hand at their side. And we just happened to be walking one day, and she told me that one of the interesting things that she'd noticed is that in her marriage, she had grown to be the lead breadwinner in the family, and that that brought with it some interesting dynamics. And we talked about it a little bit, and I thought, this is really interesting because she's very confident about money and she doesn't have an issue with the fact that she makes more than her husband, and the good news is her husband doesn't have an issue with it either. And it just so happened that I subscribed to a free query service that you can too. It's called helpareporterout.com, and you can join for free, and you really should. And the very next day, I saw this lead, and it said, I'm doing a story for Forbes.com about this trend that has emerged that where women are making more than their husbands. And we want to talk to men and women who are in this situation and see how that's working out in their marriage. I thought, is this just serendipity? What is this? So I didn't want to reveal to the reporter that I knew somebody who was perfect because maybe she wasn't comfortable talking about it. So I just forwarded the lead to my friend Debbie Whitlock, and I said, you know, it just seems sort of serendipitous that this showed up in my inbox today, the day after we spoke about this. If this is something you want to respond to, please do. Have a great day. So I want to read this to you because this is an example of how to pitch an article the media can't resist. And forgive me, my eyes are going. She says, as a woman financial advisor in business with her husband, your query caught my attention. Married for 13 years, my husband and I began working together 8 years ago and opened our own practice in 2002. During the early years, we were pretty evenly matched with our income. Strategically, we made some changes, and now I'm the lead breadwinner in my family. I'm certainly fortunate to have a business and life partner who checks his ego and celebrates all of our accomplishments together without attaching any labels. Ours is a new partnership in our business and personal life. In the world today, many of the traditional stereotypes of who makes the money are gone, but not talked about. She says, we both bring value and worth to our business and relationship in hundreds of ways without keeping a tally and assigning a higher or lower value. While the topic is not easily balanced, one of our keys has been humor. You know what you're doing is working when he says to me, all right, sugar mama, get busy so I can get used to the lifestyle to which I've already become accustomed. Then she says, I'd be thrilled to see you doing this piece for Forbes Women magazine. As a subscriber, I was excited to see the debut issue of Forbes Women and personally feel you're onto something big. Congratulations. I've attached my bio and professional photo and can forward you all of these things as well. I look forward to hearing from you, yada, yada, whatever. She told her she was reading the magazine. She qualified herself as a perfect, articulate candidate to contribute to the commentary. She offered a sassy soundbite that made you all laugh. She gave her a link to her website and her bio and her photo so the person would know that she had a face for television. And then she offered her email address, her name, and her website so the person could go to learn more. Well, guess what happened? She was the lead paragraph in the article in Forbes.com magazine, Debbie Whitlock of Sound Financial Partners. Well, it got even better because you know who she got a call from last week? She got a call from a researcher from NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams. Turns out that the producers for that show were reading Forbes magazine, loved her quote, checked out her website, read her bio, and it seemed that she was the perfect candidate for the story. So very shortly, NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams is going to be showing up at her house to do a story for the NBC Nightly News. Now, if you were a financial planner helping women in transition successfully navigate the economy, would this be a good thing? She didn't spend a dime to do this. I sent her a lead, she responded to it, and now she's going to be on the Nightly News. Who wants some of that? I just get so excited about this kind of stuff. So these examples that I told you about show you why you should be excited about pitching an article the media can't resist. The benefits are, number one, you're going to earn media attention that leads to even greater and bolder national exposure for how you contribute to the world. You are going to get to yes faster when you're making a sale. You're going to attract more of the right kinds of engagements, which means that you get to do more of the kind of work that you really love to do. You're going to spread your news with impact to the right audiences who can benefit from what you have to offer, which means there's not as much cold calling. There's more answering the phone and saying yes. And you're going to bring more of the people, the right people, here to the Seattle Design Center. Are those benefits that you're interested in? People, I want some enthusiasm. Okay. So these are meaningful outcomes that have happened for real people just like you, people that are rolling up their sleeves to do their own publicity. And they can be yours provided you get into action too. So I'm going to tell you how to make that easy. Sound good?
Yep.
Number one, and this is really important. Did you notice when I read Debbie Whitlock's piece, she said, this is a little bit about us. This is why we're perfect for your story. And then she was able to put an active link in her pitch that said, here's the link to my bio so you can read more about me and be convinced that I'm the absolute perfect person for this piece. You need to have a fabulous bio that states who you are, what you do, the contribution you make, and why it matters. I could speak for an hour or longer about all the fatal mistakes that people make when they write their bios. People sort of do their bio because it's, oh, that's the page on the website, you have to have it there, so I'm just going to do a throwaway bio and not really worry about it. It's a huge mistake because if the bio is boring or not compelling or doesn't describe what you do in the terms that are really accurate for how you're serving the world, you're not going to get a call. A good bio should have four main ingredients. The stunning results that you bring about for your ideal customer, sassy sound bites that capture the meat of the matter in a winning way, succinct stories that make clear that you can deliver on the promise, and then something social to help people connect with you personally. That is the winning recipe. I'll give you an example from a home stager. Sometimes people get trip up on the fact that they don't have a degree beside their name, or they don't have all the official credentials. Well, I needed a home stager about a year ago, and I met a fella. I read his website, and it said, when I was 9 years old, I knew that when I changed the furniture around, I felt better. And here I am 40 years later still pushing furniture around. I love home staging. It's what I've been doing my whole life. Nobody's better qualified. Who do you think I hired? I hired him. He didn't have a lot of initials beside his name, but the passion for what he did was great. The story he told really resonated with me. The fact that he'd been doing this his whole lifetime demonstrated to me that this is what he would rather do above anything else, and he was available. So there you go. So it doesn't have to be a big deal, but okay. You got to have a bio that makes you fabulous. If somebody landed on your bio page today, before going to your website or meeting you in person, would that bio represent you in a way that would make you beam with pride? Most people say no. So my suggestion to you is go to your bio and see if you're really proud of it. If you think it needs an extreme bio makeover, today's your lucky day. I want you to know that I've created the Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Guide that has 50 pages of examples in every format, from your book jacket to your speaker introduction to your Twitter profile to everything else that you'd need to know, worksheets to make it easy. So instead of opening up a vein and letting it bleed out, you can say, this is actually fun. $29. So if you wanted to place an order for this today, I'd be happy to accept your... This is the best-selling product I've created in 3 years. I know it's meeting a real need, but you have to have a bio. And if you don't want to hire a publicist or a copywriter to write one for you, this is the next best thing. You got to have it. Then I want you to dream big about the article or story or idea that you want to have show up. Where do you want it to show up? Do you want to show it in the Gig Harbor Gateway, the Bellevue Reporter, the Puget Sound Business Journal, Lux Magazine, Seattle Homes and Lifestyles? Where should your article show up? Think big. Put it in order of priority. Then I want you to, do you want a segment, for example, on the morning news regularly, once a month, the Eco-Friendly Challenge with Amy Woodke? It could happen if you ask. You're going to have a really good photo, a really good bio. You're going to tell them why you're qualified to talk about it and how good you are on camera. And pretty soon, you can make your pitch, say, this is what I want, and they'll say, you know what, you're exactly what we're looking for. Let's give it a try. You don't know if you don't try, but that's, you know, I just read Barbara Walters' book, Audition. Did you read this book? Oh, in this amazing book. She's the most amazing woman in television history for news. She said, I could have owned a piece of that program way back when, but the problem was I forgot to ask. Even she says it's important to ask. Okay, so you're going to dream big about where you want your story to show up. I want to tip my hat to Midori Yoshikawa for tipping her hat to the Puget Sound Business Journal. Because if you do business here at the Seattle Design Center, you're serving the upper 3% of the demographic in our city. Not everybody can afford to shop here or engage a professional designer to show them the way. But the people who read the Puget Sound Business Journal can. Their demographics are a very close match to the people who shop here. I invite you to read the paper regularly. I also invite you to check out their book of lists. Because in this book of lists, there's all the names, addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses of all the influential people in commercial real estate, King County real estate deals, architecture firms, large employers, hospitals, PR firms, everything you ever wanted to know. If you've been not getting enough of the right leads, if you go to the best companies in Seattle in this handy-dandy lead book and you start being systematic in the way you approach them, you're going to be not wasting time talking to the wrong people. You're going to be applying and investing the right time talking to the right people. And I want to tell you that if this is something that you're interested in, I have a publicity discount on the subscription to the newspaper, which is in your packet. And if you decide to subscribe today, you can leave with this. It's a $60 value. It's really great for prospecting. Okay. And then I want to challenge somebody in the room to make the same kind of pitch that Midori made for the Northwest Luxury Homes and Living section. Who's going to do that? Okay. I want you to give me your cards, and I'm going to follow up with you. I will tell you when the deadline is. I will show you the way. But you got to do it. So that means you're going to have a great bio, you're going to have a great photo, and you're going to have a project that you can showcase that features somebody important in Seattle who's actually living and enjoying their home that you helped bring about. Fair enough? You've accepted the challenge, and if you didn't raise your hand and you still want to accept the challenge, I'll still take your card. I will still help you. Okay? The third thing you need to do is you need to get into action to make all of this happen. Now, in your handy-dandy packets, I'm going to make that easy for you, too. This first report you have is called How to Pitch an Article the Media Can't Resist. The first page is the table of contents from the more deeper workbook I've created. But then there's just the whole step-by-step. What do you do? How to write an article? how to identify the trends. If you read these tips, and then you go to the next page and you actually brainstorm article topics, this is sort of like playing Mad Libs when you were a kid. Chasing the right blank. Cool tools for blank. Common errors that kill blank. If you allow yourself to dream big about what you really want to write about, and you use this simple tool as a way to fill in the blanks to come up with a sassy article topic, you can be like, is it Alinda? Is that your name? Alinda was telling me she wanted to pitch an article to her local community paper, the Gig Harbor Gateway, about, what was it about? So she could, instead of, that's a very straightforward title. So if you use this this fun little Mad Lib tool to sass it up a little bit and make it even more trendy and time-worthy, because right now more people are redesigning than starting from scratch. So redesign is one way to freshen up for spring without spending a bundle. This article shows 10 affordable, high-impact ways to pull it off. I'm qualified by 15 years as an award-winning, inspired, client-delighting interior designer who exceeds expectations, and here are just a few of the comments that clients have said about me and my work. I've been published here, there, and everywhere in previous publications, and I'm a proven writer that can deliver on deadline to empower your readers to make the most of these difficult times. I can't wait to hear from you unless I hear from you first. Yours very truly. You know why I say that? I can't wait to hear from you unless I hear from you first. Because most of these really important people, they get 800 emails a day. Chances are they're not going to call you. There is a good chance that if it's a really great pitch, they will. That happens to me all the time. But you sit there and you feel all crestfallen that they didn't call you back. You're thinking, oh, I'm feeling really sad about that. But if you took the time to write the pitch, you got to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, Mary Jane, I wanted to follow up on that great pitch idea I sent to you about la, la, la. Don't you think that's a perfect fit to serve the readers? And can't I be of service in delivering it to you in just this way? When you say it that way, they can't help themselves. This happened to me just this last week. I wrote this bye-bye boring bio-action guide, and it's selling like hotcakes. It's very exciting. 3 years ago, the Bellevue Reporter wrote a story about me that I wrote these books. And it was very exciting. And I got a couple projects out of it, and it was really fun. So I wrote back to them, and I said, you know, 3 years ago, it was a huge thrill for me when the Bellevue Reporter came out to my backyard and interviewed me in connection with this particular story. Here it is 3 years later, and the whole business has changed in dramatic ways, and this is relevant to your readers because of boom, 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 and boom, and boom. Wouldn't you like to come back and do a second interview to see how things have changed and how social media is contributing and how la, 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 la? And I said, I'll follow up with you in a couple days unless I hear from you first. And then she didn't call me. So I followed up with her in a couple days, and I said, hi, Lindsay, I'm Nancy Jutton from Main Street Media Savvy. I wanted to follow up on that pitch. And she said, oh, I got the pitch. I want to do the story. Can I come next week? So she came, and the story's supposed to run in this Saturday's paper, which is just fantastic. So, I mean, I don't just teach people how to do this. I do it myself, and you can do it too. So this is the step-by-step of how to pitch an article the media can't resist. I have used this same approach for the last 9 years with great success. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to make the wheel run. Then what I have on the back side here is another way to find cheap publicity. This is one of my columns from the Puget Sound Business Journal. Earlier in the presentation, I mentioned this free service called helpareporterout.com. You can go there, helpareporter.com. It's free.
You give the helpareporterout.com.
It's both.
Oh, is it?
It's both.
Okay.
So you can go to either helpareporterout.com or helpareporter.com. You give them your email address, and then within minutes, you start receiving media queries from reporters and editors and bloggers all around the country who want to hear from designers and other people about how to solve this, that, or the other kind of problem. Well, this article tells you the do's and don'ts of how to do that right so that you can win. And if you read these tips, like, for example, it'll say you must reply by July 17th to this email address with your answer to this question. Well, you don't send it in after the deadline, and you don't wait till the last minute, and you don't write a manifesto. You write something like what my friend Debbie did. You get that sassy soundbite. You offer the active links to your website so they know you're the real thing. You offer them everything they want on a platter so they can't help themselves but to pick up the phone and say, you're the one we want. So this article will really show you the way, so you want to read it. I've reinforced here the really great bios have four S's in common. So if you decide you want to start writing one, if these are the only things you look for, stunning results. People don't care. I. If you've got too many I's in your bio, all the other vowels are lonely. It has to be about them. If you are looking for someone who can solve these kinds of challenging problems without breaking the bank, if you are someone who's looking to sit side by side on the same side of the planning desk to create a dream that home that you'll proudly share with your family for generations, if you are looking for it, this is so much better than I. And I even offer an example of one of your own people, Kathy Niedermeyer. She's a color specialist. She says, this is how she starts. At 5 years old, my Crayola box of 64 crayons was already not enough. I spent my career delighting in the art and science of color so clients like you can immediately enjoy the winning spaces and inspire them to work and live every day. If that's all you read about her and color was your problem, wouldn't you want to meet her? I just love this. So I actually included an example of her bio because I think it's pretty good. I helped her. I've also included the press release that Robin Princess Daily sent out to the media to get all those placements. I've also included real pitches that I sent out to Assunta at Northwest Asian Weekly and Amy Woodkey here at the Examiner. I offer these to you because sometimes people say, but I don't know how to write a pitch, and it sounds like something so foreign, and does anyone feel this way? I'm conversational, engaging, of service, and make my point pretty clear. Northwest Asian Weekly is always looking for Asian American community news. That's why I'm connecting with you to let you know that Vern Yip is coming to Seattle. On this date, here's a link to the press release. A high-resolution photo of Vern is attached. Would you like to interview him by phone before the event or interview him in person on event day? I'm happy to set that up. I basically let them know, I read the paper. I know this is what you're looking for. I'm setting it out on a platter so you can have access. Are you ready to play? That recipe is what you can do for yourself and win big. This thing with Amy. The interior design loving public in the Puget Sound region is in for a big treat. Vern Yip, award-winning interior designer and host of Deserving Design, is coming to Seattle Design Center. See how I get the news right in there? And then I say whatever I say. So these are really good examples that you can go home and study and say, oh, I see the recipe. I see how it's taking shape. I can do that too. And then when you do, you'll be on the front cover. Your project will be on the cover of Northwest Asian Weekly or featured in Amy's blog, which is at examiner.com/...
Oh, it's a complicated... Just go to the Seattle Examiner, or examiner.com, you can have Seattle Green Interiors.
Well, and speaking of which, how to pitch an article media can't resist is what we're here to talk about. I could do a whole other talk on how to blog and why to blog and why it's a good thing. If you're interested in that, you can simply go to my website at mainstreetmediasavvy.com and you can sign up for my newsletter called Media Savvy to Go. And by immediate digital download, you will get my free special report that says, get over your fear of blogging so you can build the business, build the buzz and grow your business now. And it basically tells you how I got over my own fear and how abundant my business has grown since I started blogging. If fear is what's standing in your way, this article is free. Please download it. Please share it with anyone else who's interested in blogging because it's a whole other conversation. But if you thought the Puget Sound region was a great place to do business, just imagine if the whole World Wide Web was available, coming to you, learning from you, and wanting to do business with you in all the ways that you make yourself special. It's very intoxicating, potentially lucrative, and it's fun, isn't it?
It's really fun. Can I just say something? So the Examiner has now split into like neighborhood regions across like Seattle. So it's not just Seattle in general, but like your different areas, Capitol Hill, blah, blah, blah. So interior design is open in like every neighborhood now. So if you're interested in writing for the Examiner, you can come to me and I'll send you an invite referral. And then the cool thing about when you're an Examiner is that if you refer someone, you get like $50 if they get hired. So then once you become Examiner, then you can do the same thing. So.
And it's a beautiful way to be a contribution. And, you know, speaking of being an Examiner blogger, is anyone here someone who doesn't like to go to networking events or is shy or maybe not too comfortable selling? Is everybody like that? Yeah. My husband's like that. He's a financial planner. And we both run our own businesses out of the house, and I'm really outgoing, and he's a little bit less so. And so he doesn't want to go to the networking lunch, and he doesn't want to give the talk, and he doesn't want to do all of that. And, you know, when I'm married to the person, I could speak more frankly than I would if I was speaking to you. And I said, honey, if you're not going to go out and meet people, they're sure not going to find you. You have to find a way to get your message out to the people so that they can do business with you. If you're not going to go to the lunch, you better start blogging, or else we're going to be in big trouble. So I explained to him why he should blog, and I just happened to know that Examiner.com was welcoming personal finance bloggers, and I said, why don't you make an application? Well, he started blogging in like January 25th of this year, and he's one of the top three financial bloggers in the entire Examiner blog system. His name is Steve Jutton, and so why is that a good thing for him, and why could that be a good thing for you? If you love to write, if you have beautiful visuals to share about how to solve problems and how to meet needs, if you have a message that's bigger than selling products or services, that's actually going to empower people to live better lives through inspired design, you can share that message on the blog, and then the internet search engines and the robots and all those things that are out there, they send your message back to the World Wide Web, and all of a sudden your phone rings more often because people say, I saw your blog post and I was really compelled by what you said, and you sound like exactly what I'm looking for. That's what's happening in my husband's case. He has more business than he knows what to do with, and the worst economy that we've ever known. So blogging is good, and it's another way you can take control of writing an article. You get to write an article 3 to 5 times a week, and that's a wonderful thing if writing is your gig. Now, this other thing I have here is a list of useful resources. If you want to learn more about me, you can actually rent my brain by the hour. I'll call you a publicity graduate as of today, so you can get publicity graduate rates. And if you need someone to help you with your press releases and that sort of thing, you can call me. Help a Reporter Out is right here. PR Leads is right here. That's a fee service. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of really, there's a press release grader service that's free. You can cut and paste your press release into press release grader, and it will tell you on a scale of 1 to 100 whether your press release earns a 0 or a 100. The closer to the 100, the better. When you do a press release and it comes up 27, you need some help, and you can make it better. They even give you feedback. So these are some useful resources. And I would invite you, in the timing and opportunity are perfect, to avail yourself to any and all of them, because if you're truly serious about pitching articles the media can't resist, these things will help make your job easier and inexpensive and rewarding in many ways. So, what do I want you to do now? If you've enjoyed what you've heard today and want more, I've already mentioned you can sign up for my newsletter for free. If you decide to put your business card in the basket back there, I'll know that you say it's okay to put you on my newsletter list. And if you also put your business card, Kyle, would you mind getting the business cards back there? If you don't want to be on the newsletter list, cross off your email address. But if you want to be entered into the drawing, which I'm going to be giving away a prosperity cup so you can enjoy more prosperity while drinking tea, I'll be drawing a winner. I would like you to subscribe to my newsletter. I would like to tell your friends to subscribe to my newsletter. I would like you to visit my blog regularly so you can learn about do-it-yourself publicity without spending a fortune. I'd like you to tell all your friends to come to the blog too. If you are serious about targeting your marketing efforts better to the right people, You can take advantage of my publicity discount on the Puget Sound Business Journal today and walk out of here with your own very special book of lists. It's a $60 value. You save 20% on your subscription. The Puget Sound Business Journal comes into your box once a week, and you can prospect there. You can stay up to date, and you can find your perfect customers within the pages, especially when you use this as a tool. You can also subscribe to a social media newsletter that I highly recommend called Practical Social Media, and there's a sign-up sheet in your packet. And there's also an evaluation form that if you enjoyed today's talk, I'd love to hear, and if you have suggestions to make future talks better, I'm welcome of your feedback. And then if any of the products that I have available are things you'd like to walk away with today, there's even an order form so you can avail yourself to these wonderful things. And so the, let me just find my summary. So those are the things I want you to do. So in big finish, no one ever regrets having their expertise seen, heard, and celebrated in the pages of the media that are important to your customers. It's a badge of honor and a privilege for people to have their stories told, and those stories last indefinitely thanks to the power of an active link on the internet. At the same time, has it ever happened to you that somebody who wasn't nearly as cool as you got written up in the local paper and you were somehow excluded? I call that media envy. And if you have been the victim of media envy, the best antidote for media envy is to apply what you've learned today and do something positive about it by getting into action and starting to pitch an article the media can't resist. Now, people always say to me, did you get any business from that? What happened from that? Like, people want an immediate avalanche of orders. The Red Sea is going to part because you sent the press release out, and oh my God, now, you know, I've got to staff up. Sad to say, that doesn't happen. It's got to be an ongoing, tenacious, and consistent effort on your part every day. If you're truly serious about growing your business, especially in these difficult times, you can't keep doing what you've always done and expect a similar result. You have to sort of roll up your sleeves and ask yourself, is now the time for me to write a blog? Is now the time for me to start pitching articles? I was talking to this gentleman over here, and I said, is now the time for you to write a tips booklet about ventilation systems for your high-end kitchen? There's all kinds of new tools you can take out of the shed to deliver your expertise in a winning way so the right people will listen. The key is really action. Now, I wish I could tell you that there was an easy button and that you could leave today and push one button that prosperity would be all to your door. But I know that the most successful people do decide to be tenacious, consistent, passionate, and persistent in whatever it is that they want to accomplish. So these tools that I've talked to you about today, they work. I was a desperate housewife wanting to buy better groceries, and now I'm so busy I don't have enough time to cook. Publicity is what it is that I have used to build my business. That is the number one tool in the shed, and it works like a charm. My CPA says, you spend less on marketing than anybody I know. But my business is fantastic because I have a good reputation that's been fanned by the flames of the press, and you can have that too. And that's what I want for you. So my parting thought to you before I do the Q&A is, be clear about what you want to have happen. Have some courage to ask for what you want. Remember that nothing happens without action, and that the next steps that you take are well within your control. It's just a matter of moving forward step by step. And if now is not the right opportunity, please just allow the universe to tell you when the timing and opportunity are even more perfect. Because once you start moving down this road, once those newspapers start calling you, once you start seeing your picture in Vern Yip's speaker page, once this stuff starts to happen, you have this it quality about you that's so priceless that you just can't even describe how intoxicating it really is and how powerful it is for building the buzz about you and your business. And then you have more abundance than you ever thought possible, and you wonder to yourself, why didn't I start any sooner? Right? So I'd like to thank you for your attention, and I've been honored to be here today, and I'm happy to answer your questions. Thank you. Bring them on. Anything you want to ask me. Yes. How do I feel about that? Before you send a press release over the newswire, you should ask yourself, what do you really want the press release to do for you? If the expectation is that the press release is going to part the Red Sea and bring an avalanche of bodies to your website, showroom, or whatever, as small business people on Main Street USA, the likelihood of that happening is fairly remote. However, if building awareness of your website, blog, or showroom, or your new product, if building awareness is important to you, I do like to send press releases over the wire services. I tend to prefer PRWeb.com because you can get that accomplished for $200 and they don't have a word count restriction. When you use PR Newswire and BusinessWire, they charge you for every additional word over 400 words. It could get very expensive. PR Web, it's $200 no matter the length, and it goes all over the web into all the major news sites. And I find that to be a pretty powerful way to spread the news far and wide. PRWeb.com is the website. And you can also search engine optimize your release with proper search terms to make it easily found. Is it a waste of money? No. It depends on your objectives. Is it going to be the silver bullet that delivers the biggest bang? Probably not. There are lots of free press release distribution sites, and I'll tell you how those are useful. Most of them tend to be parking lots for information. I don't find them to be very vibrant places. But the key when you're pitching an article the media can't resist is to make it short, snappy, compelling, and provocative. And if you have to attach any press release or you have to embed a press release, all of a sudden you have a manifesto instead of a quick little thing. So what I like to do with the press releases is I'll say, and here's a convenient link to my press release to give you even more details. So then they can click on that and find your press release in all its entirety without you attaching anything or making the document any longer than it has to be. And that's probably the most frequent way that I use those services. Did that answer your question? What other questions do we have? Yes?
I don't know. Most of us have probably worked with web developers. I have worked with web developers to do a website, which they tell you they embed words in them so that they come up in the search engines. How do you know that that is actually the case? Because it doesn't seem like things are coming back from that. Mine typically seems to be something someone goes through and looks at, sees the work, finds out about me, et cetera, et cetera, and calls me. But it doesn't seem to be one of those things that goes out there and finds other people unless they're already aware.
I'm going to try to answer that question. I think there's someone in the room that can answer that even better than I can, so I'm going to try, and then I might even ask Faith for a comment. Which is, when people go looking for you, whatever business you are, ventilation systems for kitchens, interior designer, eco-friendly designer, if you allow yourself to create a word cloud and just sort of think very creatively, if you were somebody looking for somebody like you, what words would they look for? They'd look for your name. They'd look for your company name. They'd look for the kind of business that you're in. They'd look for plumbing fixtures. They'd look for inspirational cards. What are these words? First, make a list of all those words. You can also take a free trial of a service called Word Tracker that will allow you to study up about what people look for. You'd sign up for a free trial. Then the third part of that is there's something you can access for free. You can set up on Google something called a Google Alert. You go to Google, google.com, you set up an account for free, and then it says one of the options is set up Google Alerts. A Google alert is a word, a term, or phrase that you want to be alerted to every time it shows up in the internet. So you put your name in, you put your company name in, you put Flipped Out Productions, Flip Your Thinking? Yeah. You put eco-friendly design. In my case, I put in do-it-yourself publicity, DIY publicity, do-it-yourself publicity tools, bye-bye boring bio, publicity, Nancy Jutton, Bellevue Publicist. These are the names that I think people are looking for. So the benefit to me is that every time that combination of words shows up in the blogosphere or in the internet, I get a Google alert that says somebody wrote about me. And then I can, or whatever that term was. And then I can immediately click over to that link and see whether or not it was any good. Or be happy about it. And the other thing is if you blog and you're trying to find content to write about, if some other blogger wrote about your thing and you thought her post was really great and you blog too, you could say, hats off to Faith Sheridan, who blogs at da-da-da, because her post today was really spot on, and here's a link to her post so you could read more about it. It just makes it easy. So a Google alert is how you know. That's how you know. Amy?
I use the Google alerts also when I have clients. I Google alert their business name so that every time their business name pops up in the media, then it's a really easy way to keep on top of what's going on with your clients, and then you can give them, like, congratulations or that kind of thing, which is nice because, you know, clients are then like, hey, she's paying attention. It's really, it's super easy, too.
Yeah. Did I have another hand go up? I thought I saw another hand. Yes.
Well, this is somewhat on the subject as far as meeting and greeting people, like being out there. I have a space at Antiques at High Street, and I found that if I go to happy hour in the area, I always meet business people in bars. But like Four Seasons Art is awesome for meeting people.
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up because one of my... Excellent. Well, one of my mentors, Henry DeVries from New Client Marketing, said, don't ever join a club that would have you as a member. Because if you're hanging out with all the interior designers, you're kind of competing for the same people. But if you go to another club or organization that where you're the only interior designer in the room, you're one of the most popular people there. And so where are the high-end people going? They're going to the country club. They're going to the Columbia Tower Club. They're going to the golf course. They're going to the arts. They're going to the charity benefits. They're going to all these kinds of places. And so hang out where they hang out so you can be the one that they can't wait to talk to. Excellent point.
I was going to ask you, though, how can we get invited to all these?
Well, one thing, one way is to become a donor, which sometimes is budget prohibitive for some people. Another way is to volunteer to contribute your talent and time to the cause. Those are two good ways. Other questions? So, okay. Who's going to do some of these things I talked about? Fantastic. I am here to meet and greet and visit. Let me do the drawing. Did everybody put their thing in the... I'm going to do a drawing. The winner of our drawing today is going to be winning a prosperity cup, which allows you to enjoy the good fortune, to have good fortune while drinking tea. It's a beautifully designed item that will inspire you to think about publicity, prosperity, and all the possibilities that exist are we complete. You're good? Kyle, my able assistant. This is my son Kyle. People draw the name. You're all welcome to have chocolate, by the way. And the winner is Adia May June Bobo, Territory Manager for Master Source. Yay! There you go. Thank you. So if you would like to make your Bye-Bye Boring Bio Action Guide purchase or anything else here, buy the Puget Sound Business Journal. I'm here, happy to take your
orders and credit cards and checks and cash are all good. And I'm honored that you gave me your time and attention, and I hope that I will see you at a future publicity workshop or at my blog or at the newsletter or any of the wonderful places that I've created and help you get seen, heard, and celebrated in your own backyard. Thank you.